ask a question today. Are you a grasshopper? All of us know that we are children of the Most High God. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
The most important thing that we need to recognize and realize, children, is that we belong to God.
Amen.
We are His children.
Yes.
And because we are God's children, that should give us a great deal of confidence in ourselves. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but it made me feel good to know that I am God's child.
Amen.
Because the one thing about being God's child is I know that there is no problem that I have that's too big for God.
Amen.
The Bible says, is there anything that's too hard for God? And because God is my father and I'm his child, I don't have to worry about the problems that I have because none of my problems are too big for God. They might be a big problem to me, but it's a little problem to God because all problems are small problems to God. How do I know that? Because if you are honest with me, you can think back and you can look back over your life. You remember when you had some big problems. And you thought that there was nothing in this world that was going to solve that problem, Deacon Britton. You didn't know how you were going to get out of the mess that you were in. And if you're honest about it, the mess that you were in was partly because of some disobedience on your part. It wasn't because God put you in the mess, but you put yourself in the mess. And you may have even felt like that God is not going to get me out of this mess because I messed up in the first place. Somebody don't want to be real this morning, but I'm just going to say, I've been in some messes that I made all by myself. But you know what God did? God looked in spite of all of my mess, and he took my mess and made it a message. Won't God make your mess a message? I mean, haven't you been in some troubled situations in your life, and you looked around, and you don't know how you, I said, child, I don't know how I got out of that mess, but one day I looked around, and God had got in that thing, and he had turned it around, and what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around and made it for my good. I wonder, do I have five people in here that are willing to admit that you were in a mess, but God took your mess and made a message. And now you got a testimony, because when you went through that test, now you can tell somebody, hey child, I don't care what you're going through. If you just keep God first, he'll see you through. Won't he make a way out of no way? I know God will. And that's why I wanted to talk to the children today about grasshoppers. Because see, God's people, they thought that their problem was so big that they felt like grasshoppers. And I want you to understand something, that in this life, you can have some big problems that will make you feel like you are so small because you cannot do anything about it. I need some help from the grown folk here because, see, I don't care if you, once you get grown and you get big, you still get some problems that it ain't nothing you can do about them. And you have to turn them over to somebody that's bigger than you. I don't care what station you are in life, what age you are. I mean, from 8 to 80, you run into some giant problems in life. It doesn't matter whether you're in kindergarten or you're in college, you run into some giant problem. I wish I had some college students that will help testify. You sit at home and you know that you always had a meal on the table, but when you get down there in school, sometimes the meals get far between. And the only thing you're worried about is where my next meal is going to come from. I wish I had a witness this morning. Sometimes you have some giant problems in your life, but here's the thing, you can always trust in God to take care of those giant problems. That was the problem with the people in our text today. They didn't understand that when you have to trust God, even though the problem looks great and big. You've got to understand that the way you do it is you magnify God. And you make God bigger than your problem. You say, I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills, girl, but I tell you what, I know God is able. I don't know how I'm going to get over this sickness. I don't know what this pain is in my body, but I know one thing, God is able. I don't know how I'm going to get my children to get their lives straightened out and get on the right path, but I know this, God is able. And if I turn them over to the Lord, I'm going to go on and go to sleep because he can watch them better than I can. I know God is able. Anybody out there want to testify this morning that God is able? And listen to this, watch this. He's able to take care of your little teeny weeny problem too. Oh, y'all didn't say amen. But see, listen, let me explain something to you. Your problem is not a surprise to God. Because God already knew before you got into the problem how he was going to fix it before you got into it. Don't you know that God is able to see the end from the beginning? That means that God looks at it all at one time and he's able to determine what it's going to take for you to get out of the problem. So what did that mean? I'm saying don't be worried, going around walking the floor in the midnight hour rubbing your head and with a headache, child of God. Just go on and get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm turning it over to you. And whatever you decide to do about it, I'm going to be satisfied. When you turn it over to the Lord, won't he work it out? When you give it to him, won't he make a way out of no way? When you put it in his hand, won't he make it better? Amen. Listen, all you got to do is put it in God's hand. And when you put it in God's hand, it's in the right hand. There was the two little boys. I'm going to get finished here in a minute. But there were these two little boys, and they went to the candy store. And when they went to the candy store, they got their little money together, and they wanted to go in there and buy some peanuts. Uh-huh. And the man had a big gallon drum of peanuts over in the corner. And one of the little boys said, well, I'm going to stay outside while you go in there and get the peanuts. So the little boy went in to the little store, Brother Jewel, with his money in his hand, and he told the storekeeper, I want to buy some peanuts. And the man said, well, you know where they are. They're right back over there in the corner in that barrel. Go on over there and get your handful of them. And the little boy just stood there and he just looked at him. And the man said, well, what are you waiting on, son? Go on over there and get your peanuts. And he just stood there and he just looked at him with this look on his face. And the man got disappointed. He got disgusted. He said, look, I got to get these children out of here because I got things to do. So he walked over there in the corner and he reached down in that barrel and picked up a big handful of peanuts and stuffed them in the bag and said, here, boy, get on out of here. He gave him his money and he ran on outside. And when he got outside, his boy said, man, you was taking a long time in there buying them peanuts. What took you so long? He said, I was waiting for him to get him because his hand bigger than mine. Listen, I want you to know something. You might think that you got a giant problem on your hand, but I want to tell you on my way to heaven that God's hand is bigger than your hand. And God can reach down into this world and he can take something that you think is a giant problem and make it real small. Don't you know that God is able to make what we think big small?
But here's what God wants us to do. He wants us to stop fearing our giants.
Somebody stop. Say, stop fearing.
Stop fearing.
Yeah, you got to stop fearing your giants.
Amen.
Now, giants are big people. Amen. And they got more strength than you do. Amen. And they got more power than you. That's what the people said in the Bible. They got more strength than we do. But see, here's what you got to do, children. You got to take your focus off of your strength and put your focus on God's strength. See, you can't look at what you can do. You got to look at what God can do. Because see, if you focus on what you can do, you will fail. But my Bible tells me that God never fails. So if you focus on what God can do and get your mind off what you can do, I know we can play like we all holy in church, but let us walk out them doors and somebody tell us something that we ain't used to hear. Let that doctor give us a wrong report. Oh, Lord Jesus, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, you don't need to be worried about what you're going to do. You just need to be saying, I know I can't do it, but I know who can. I know God can do it. I know what God can do because he's brought me through many.
Amen.
things in my life. So listen, listen, listen. You got to focus on what God can do. And then if you want to you want to beat these fears of your giants, here's what you got to do. You got to face your giants. Somebody say, face your giants.
Face your giants.
Now, I know that it's real, real tough when you got to look in the eyes of a situation or something that you know is able to tear you apart.
All right.
Oh, ain't nobody going to be real with me.
Amen.
But I've been in some situations where I was shaking. My knees was knocking so loud they sounded like they was playing taps.
Yes, sir.
Because I knew that the situation that I was in, it was way over my head. And I knew that if somebody didn't come and help me, it was going to turn out bad for me. But here's what God wants us to do. He doesn't want you to already have figured it out. He just wants you to show up. Because, see, if we'll show up, God will show up. But God is waiting to see if you will go to the fight and face your giant. And if you start going to the fight and facing your giant, I want to tell you that God will show up. I've been on in the hospital on my sick bed, and I didn't know how I was going to get turned around. I didn't know how I was going to get well. But guess what? I showed up, and then God showed up. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. I didn't know what the doctor was going to say. But I showed up, and guess what? God showed up. And that's what we have to do to be able to face our giants. We got to show up.
Amen.
But then, finally, I know this is the part that you got to get ready for. Not only that you got to stop fearing your giants, and you got to face your giants, but you're also going to have to fight your giants.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pastor White, how do I fight my giants? Well, you got to understand that God says that if you trust in me with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, then I will step in. And I will fight your battle for you.
Right.
But see, what we want to do is we want God to tell us how he's going to fight the battle for us so that we know that when we show up, we know what God's going to do.
No, that's not going to be it. All right, all right.
You're going to have to go to the battle trusting that when I get there, God already got this thing worked out.
Right.
You're going to have to go to the fight not knowing what God is going to do, but trusting him to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
Yes.
This is the way David went to the battlefield when he had to face Goliath. Mm-hmm. David didn't know what God was going to do, but David said, I'm going to take what I got to the battle with me. And whatever God tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
So David said, I ain't got nothing but a slingshot and some rocks, but I'm going to take my slingshot and my rocks to this battle. And don't you know that David would not have been able to slay the giant Goliath if it had not been for the Lord being on his side. Amen. Look, God was not only on David's side. God was in the rocks and the slingshot too. Because when David let that rock go, the Bible said that that rock was like a missile. And it hit Goliath and he came tumbling down. I want to say to somebody today, I know that you feel like a grasshopper sometimes because life gives you such a hard time. But I want you to know something, child of God. Don't be discouraged and be not dismayed. God will take care of you. All you got to do is stop fearing your giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Face your giants.
Yes, sir.
And then when you fight that giant, recognize that God will fight your battles for you.
Thanks, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Does anybody believe it today?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Are you a grasshopper? No, you are more than a conqueror.
Yes, yes, sir.
Because you are a child of God.